you, Doctor. Appreciate
Thanks,
it.
John. God bless. Have a great week.
Okay. Okay, top of the hour break. We'll be back with my friend Brady. We'll talk about what's going on at the Liberator Rocket Heater Factory. We'll be right back. Okay. I don't know what's... I have silence here. I don't know what's going on.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men we'll test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Thursday, the 14th day of December. The prep tip of the day is to inventory your library and fill in the gaps. Inventory your library and fill in the gaps. We have patient Wayne Green and my friend Brady. Brady is the production engineer over at Liberator Rocket Heaters in beautiful Bird, Missouri on Old Route 66. I'm the executive vice president of the company. We manufacture, listen carefully, wood-burning stoves that have no smoke. Yes, there is such a thing, really. Wood-burning stoves that have no smoke, rated by the EPA. EPA does some things right, believe it or not. Rated by the EPA at 99.5% efficient. Good morning, Brady.
Good morning, John.
Well, you have excellent audio, as always. I have a piece of equipment. I think we need to keep this away from our CEO, Sky, because he would go bonkers crazy with it. It's manufactured by Gigahertz Solutions in Germany. It's the HF analyzer. The specific model is Hotel Foxtrot 32 Delta. And what you can do with this is hold it next to a person who has got the COVID-19 vaccination clot shot and pick up the Wi-Fi signal that they're transmitting. And it makes it sound like a Geiger counter when you get close to that point. Pretty neat, isn't it?
Yeah, well, that's definitely interesting. I've seen some other things like that, but generally, I've found the best way to keep things going smooth is to keep Sky away from most forms of technology.
Well, Sky is a brilliant young man. I'm not sure how high he's. There's no doubt whatsoever his IQ is within the genius range. I'm not sure, maybe his IQ could even be measured. IQ tests can only go so high. I know when I gave him my test, I was in 3 points of topping it out in the military. But those last few percentage points are a massive difference, aren't they?
Yeah, they really, really are. I think I've been around his test, but again, you know, the standard IQ test, your Whisker and Raven matrices are typically only good for about a standard deviation or two on either side of so-called average.
Right.
And right where Sky is, it's really about where I drop off is where you really start needing a different test. There are right. some of them out there, but nobody ever hears them. Sky, I'd probably peg them around 145.
Yeah, well, guys like you and I, we can still function and have normal social interaction. But men and women with an IQ not much above ours, they almost always have difficulty functioning in society, don't they?
They really do, and to be perfectly fair, I'm not sure that I function normally in society as a submariner. I mean, we were sort of broke from the beginning.
Well, I when I was in high school with my senior year, the U.S. Navy brought to our high school one of our classmates who graduated the year before, and he's a submariner, and he's wearing this really snappy black uniform with gold buttons, and he told us about the glories of being a submariner and how much money you make. And I'm sitting there listening to this, and I'm thinking, no, this cowboy's not going to be in a tin can, blow the ocean for 6 months at a time. No, no way, not for this cowboy. But you went ahead and went for it, didn't you?
Yeah, it was actually one of those things. They were trying to get me to go into nuclear engineering, and I was like, well, that's like interesting, but you know, all of the jobs sounded like stuff I would do in my spare time as a hobby anyways. And I was just kind of like, what I really want to do is, I'd been watching a lot of, Hunt for Red October. And so I was like, okay, let me go do something like that.
Sounds great. Yeah. Well, moving on from there, I refer to you as the production engineer, which is kind of a catch-all title. Typically, when a phone rings, you're the guy that takes action, aren't you?
That is correct. I am the guy that normally solves people's problems. I also solve a lot of the problems in the shop. And there's a lot of times where, you know, Sky might get frustrated with doing something. And so he'll just tell me to do it. And, you know, then I get to figure it out. So, you know, I've picked up a number of other in a larger corporation. I've done things that would probably be covered by probably five different jobs. So,
right. Right. Absolutely. Well, we manufacture the high tech wood burning appliances in beautiful Bourbon, Missouri, with all American steel, only American workers. We don't have any foreign nationals, legal or illegal, working in our factory. The factory itself was built in the early 1950s, about 1952, as a shoe factory, 29,000 square feet, right next to a bank in beautiful downtown Bourbon, Missouri. And we build wood burning stoves that are highly efficient. I think they're beautiful myself. Other people may have a different opinion of that, but standard color is a kind of a satin black, and there's three optional colors, and first one to spend a little bit more money, such as our one customer wanted a beautiful gold, we're willing to take care of that need, aren't we?
Oh, that's absolutely correct. Yeah, we you know, the Mojave Red is pretty popular, and so is the Forest Green. We used to make blue. We stopped offering it because we couldn't just have the quality controls on it. You know, and this is one of the things that I had to learn. You know, while doing this, is that they apparently use different bases to produce the colors. It would technically be considered a technical coating because it is it tolerates such a high temperature range that you know, they basically have to use different kinds of paint to sort of make it paint and to produce the colors. But yeah, we've got that. We've got a bunch of other colors still in the back that we will sometimes pull out for people that want something just a little bit different. You know, 95% of people are still just going for bare bones black, you know, because it's classy. It goes with everything.
Right, right. Black goes with everything. That's what my my dearly departed mother told me about interior decorating. Black goes with everything. And that applies to clothing as well, I believe. Well, Brady, in about just over an hour, I got a construction crew arriving here. We're going to be rebuilding building my new studio, 576 square feet. We're looking at putting a rocket heater in there as well. The home is too large for just one rocket heater. Right now, one is fine, and that 24 by 24 foot section is closed off from the main part of the house. But it'd be a great addition to the studio, mainly because once you're about more than 4 or 5 feet away from it, it's completely silent, isn't it?
Yeah, it's it's one of those things that I've had to try to describe to people before, where I'm like, it's called a rocket because it's literally a rocket engine. You can hear it. It sounds like a rocket.
It does.
But soft and quiet and cute, like a babbling brook.
Right, right. Absolutely. Yeah, it has to be a quiet room, and you have to be fairly close to hear the rocket phenomenon. But there's no moving parts, no electricity, no electronics. Simply a gravity feed for either wood pellets or firewood. As far as we know, this is the only stove that you can buy that burns both wood pellets and regular firewood, isn't it?
Yeah, that is absolutely correct. I think I saw somebody make a smoker grill, but I'm not 100% sure that it'll also use both. But I think that was contrived by somebody down in Texas, and they take their barbecue very seriously.
So. Oh, yeah. The Texans take their barbecue very seriously. And, that's not an appliance that you'd have in your home to heat the home with at all, is it?
No, not until, like, everything's completely gone haywire. But, at that point, that's generally, starts around week one without power, where you start seeing people try to do things like that.
Well, China is known to have some of the best and brightest and most numerous hackers on the planet, and, We know there's been public disclosure that they've been practicing their hacking on all parts of the U.S. economy, haven't they?
Yeah, that's definitely been one of those things. China, Russia, Israel, they're all pretty much the big baddies that will come over and pretty much attack, whoever they want. The problem, though, with a lot of, with the China, it's typically some form of state actor. And with Russia, a lot of times it is actual criminals. Like, you've got a lot of, you have the state actors with Russia, but you also have a lot of, just out and out black hat criminals operating over there who, frankly, are a little bit easier to deal with than the state actors, because a lot of times criminals are just interested in money.
Well, typically that's except for sex criminals, typically that's all they're interested in is money. I'm reading about gangs from South America using Wi-Fi disruptors, Wi-Fi blockers, to knock out the home security systems and invade and burglarize homes. That probably doesn't surprise you either, does it?
No, and jamming is a fairly, the way I would explain it to people is like, a jamming is basically, if you imagine two people having a conversation inside a, normal sized room, all you really need is, like a couple of Antifa protesters coming in and just yelling at the top of their lungs to disrupt everything. It's basically how jamming works. You can, there's more high-tech ways of doing it, but the low-tech way is to pretty much just come in and broadcast broadband frequencies to disrupt everything, and you will disrupt communication. Sure, somebody like the FCC can tell what was happening and where it was coming from, but they're depending on Wi-Fi to be able to access like calls for help or something like that, then or that's how their security system works, using Wi-Fi, then you can pretty much disrupt any system that way.
Absolutely. Well, I'm going to be working with some scientists and engineers to manufacture for a Wi-Fi disruptor Wi-Fi blocker that can be aimed and targeted at drones. To make the drones don't know how high they are, how fast they're going, or what direction they're going in the absence of GPS. And the GPS disruptor is what I'm talking about, not Wi-Fi. Similar technology. But GPS disruptor would really be a great weapon used against drones, wouldn't it?
Yeah, a lot of times drones, if they lose their GPS signal, they will either slow down and basically like come to the earth and park it, or they will return home with some of your higher end stuff like your DJI Phantoms and drones like that. With military drones, that's a whole different ballpark. But for your typical commercial stuff, that's all you'd really need to do.
That's right. That's right. Well, the return home feature of drones is based on GPS, because they won't be able to go home, will they?
There's also dead reckoning, right? Where some of the ways that some military organizations will operate, right? Where you've got a rough idea of where you are and you have a rough idea of where you came from. So if you get lost, you can backtrack by saying, okay, turn 180 degrees and, go back home however many miles or clicks, and then follow, basically just reverse all your turns.
Well, that may work. I don't know. I have to admit I'm technically ignorant of all the nuances and details of how these drones work, but in a night to distant future, having a GPS blocker might be a matter of life and death, couldn't it?
Depending on, the fifth generation warfare, we're already seeing some of the stuff being used in Russia and Ukraine. So it's one of the reasons why, one side or the other is getting absolutely dominated is because of the use of drones.
Absolutely. Well, getting back to Liberty Rocket Eaters, the price at my website at thelibertyman.com includes all taxes and shipping to the lower 48. If people wonder about that. We do not deliver unless we know somebody for a fact is home to receive delivering. It has a nice flat top that you can heat water, make coffee, cook a meal on. There's just benefits on top of benefits, aren't there, Brady?
Yeah, I mean, the ability to know that you're going to still be alive because you're not going to freeze to death, and the ability that you're to heat water to purify it. You can boil water, stay alive. You can cook a meal is pretty invaluable.
It's massive.
Yeah. And when you especially consider the amount of fuel it takes, the most I've ever heard of any customer using in a single winter is about 2 cords of wood, or 2 tons of pellets. Right. If you go talk to pretty much anybody that's got significant experience burning wood, in places that actually get cold, a lot of times, 3-4 cords, 5 cords, 6 cords of wood. I talked to one customer out of like a place in Montana that was using 8 cords of wood to heat their home and shop and stuff. And, to have somebody like that going down to, 2 cords of wood per year is a pretty massive thing. It also reduces the amount of time that you have to spend chopping wood during the spring and summertime or the year before, which, helps keep you alive longer. So,
absolutely. Well, I prefer to burn wood pellets for a matter of convenience. One 40-pound bag lasts 24 hours, keeps the night home nice and warm and cozy, less than $4 a day for the wood pellets. That's compared to what people are paying to heat otherwise with natural gas, propane, electricity, heating oil. That's quite a cost savings, isn't it?
Yeah. Where I was stationed up in Connecticut, it was not uncommon to see people have, $800 to $1,000 a month in heating expenses for, reasonably moderate-sized homes. Even if you had a crappy little apartment, it'd still be $400 a month.
We have our last break. We'll break that.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. And one of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, sierramadreprecious metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names. Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas.
The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape.
Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, we need to make sure people know that we have Liberated Rocket Heaters in stock, crated up in beautiful handmade wood crates, ready for immediate shipment. 2 years ago, when we were talking about this, that wasn't the case, was it, Brady?
No, it was not. We were, still spinning up the factory. We had, recently hired a bunch of people and we're helping to teach them how to make rocket heaters our way. And we you know, we're just took some time to get things up to where they needed to be. We've pretty much got that. We are sort of starting to hit our capacity right now. Our orders right now are actually exceeding our production capacity, which is
great. Great, that's good to know. Absolutely, yeah. Glad to hear that. Well, we hire metal workers that already have metalworking skills, and we need to train them our way to do things, don't we?
That is correct. We, from using our tools to, just what it is that we actually do. It's an ongoing process. Anytime we get new people, we've got to pretty much push them through the ring. It really takes about 6 weeks for them to, be able to sort of get the basics figured out, and it really takes about 6 months for them to get to a point where they, stop approaching the senior guys asking questions about this, that, or the other thing.
Right, right. Well, we're looking forward to the 29,000 square foot new roof this coming spring. That'll be quite a challenge, won't it?
Yeah, it really will. But it's something that's going to have to get done for, really much of anything else to sort of improve. We were hoping to get it done last year, but, just wasn't in the time frame or the budget. So, here we go.
Well, I know that special training is taking place. The coating is going to be a real high-tech coating that will both keep the water out and keep the heat out in the summer and keep it warm in the winter, correct?
It'll help.
It'll help. Well, it's a big building, yeah.
Yeah.
Every little bit helps. I know the skylights were all, or at least mostly replaced early on because we had no choice. But it's a work in progress, isn't it?
Oh yeah, it's a massive work in progress. We're also working on patching some of the holes in the old concrete. That's been tons of fun. I learned some things doing that, and we still have a bunch of other projects just towards the health of the factory that work. But it's part of doing business, part of owning a property, and we're doing what needs to get done. So
absolutely. Well, that's what we're doing. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you're interested in Liberty Rock, here's go to my website, thelibertyman.com, scroll down to the Liberator panel and educate yourself about these beautiful wood burning appliances. The only ones that we're aware of that burn both regular firewood and wood pellets, plus a bonus. You can safely burn pine, 2x4s, cedar, because all those oils that form creosote simply get all combusted, don't they?
Yeah, it's like the difference between a gas engine and a diesel engine, right? There's way more fuel locked away inside the chemical structure of diesel. But it takes more energy in the form of a compression ratio to sort of crack those molecules open for that fuel to become accessible. Whereas gasoline's a lot more refined, a lot more unified, and, it doesn't take a whole lot to energy. That's sort of how we sort of look at it. With your softwoods, you've got the sap, which is, that extra energy locked away. And when you get to the kinds of internal temperatures that the Liberator gets to, then those molecules can safely be cracked open and the fuel can be accessed.
Absolutely.
We've got a number of people that have reported seeing higher temperatures actually burning, things like the pines, the cedars, the conifers that are oh so common once you get past the Great Plains and out towards the Rockies.
Brady, thank you very much. Have a great day. We'll be back next Thursday.
Have a good one, Chuck.
Appreciate it. 5 minute break. Back with Tom Berryhill. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Syrah grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org, smash that donate button, like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the United States.
With anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say, the dancing Israelis.
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio? Like, what are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Fix bayonets.
Lay me down in the cauldron. Wherefore many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 14th day of December. We have with us my friend Tom Berryhill. I've known Tom since 1996 when I ran for Congress. He was very helpful in that campaign. Tom is an advanced engineer when it comes to electronics. He has had a company in the past that manufactured parts that go into U.S. Air Force aircraft. And now he's the one and the only guy manufacturing the energy cleaner. Good morning, Tom.
Morning, John. How are you today?
Well, if I felt any better, it wouldn't be legal. How about yourself?
About the same here.
All right. Well, Tom, we always have interesting discussions. We like to begin our discussions with giving our disclaimer. If you would, please go ahead.
All right. We are not doctors or medical professionals. We don't diagnose, treat, or cure any illness or disease. If you have a medical condition requiring treatment, you should utilize the services of a medical doctor, chiropractor, or other competent practitioner.
Okay, Tom, before we get to our first caller, who's already waiting, I took delivery this week of a piece of equipment that is usually bought by scientists and engineers to work with, and it's made by Gigahertz Solutions in Germany. The model is the Hotel Foxtrot 32 Delta. It'll pick up Wi-Fi signals that can't be detected otherwise. And I'm looking forward to doing testing on individuals with the clot shot to see and determine the Wi-Fi signal that they're putting out. And it's going to be a fun experiment. And I'll share the knowledge with you, Tom, as we move forward.
Yeah, that's interesting. Does it have any outputs that allow you to see the signals on screens, things like that?
Yeah, it's got a screen. It has a digital readout. It has this antenna that sticks out about a foot away from the piece of equipment. And
does it allow you to see the waveform? Or does it have an IQ output? Many of those instruments will have an IQ output. You can feed that into oscilloscopes and other instruments to analyze the actual waveforms and see what
I don't believe this one has that particular feature to it. It's pretty entry level when it comes to it's to find and determine the source and the strength of a Wi-Fi signal is all it's meant to do.
Okay, well, that's pretty interesting.
We got our first caller here. We got James in Vancouver, Canada. Good morning, James.
Yes, good morning, gentlemen. How are you today?
Wonderful. Tell us what's going on, James.
Well, up here in the Northwest, it's raining like hell, as it usually does in the wintertime. So nothing new, but wanted to call in and thank you for your help on this energy cleaner. And I wanted to say that I was really appreciative of the postal system, the post office efficiency. It was delivered right to my door, say, rather than me having to go pick it up.
Very nice.
So I appreciate that priority mail. Also, I think that I wanted to say that from the cost competitive point of view, usually people buy things that are in bottles. So once the bottle is empty, well, you have to go buy another bottle. But with this machine, once you lay out the capital cost, well, then it's simply the batteries once a year. So I think this is a good deal in that sense. And again, I like the non-intrusive nature of the instrument, because other medicines can be more intrusive.
Obviously.
For example, if it's an injection, something like that. And so for the patient I'm working with, he is very attached to that particular perch, where he will sleep for hours longer than usual. And his sleeping positions indicate to me when he's sleeping on it that he is in a deeper state of sleep. And this is something I'm happy about. And he seems to like it a lot. And I think he knows he's getting some kind of benefit out of it. Even though the rest of the family doesn't know anything about it, I'm operating a double-blind experiment. The cat, by far, is smarter than anyone else in my family, so... those were some comments and observations I wanted to make. Back to you.
Well, this individual is getting help with sleep. And so he's using an energy cleaner that I sent to you. Is that accurate?
Yeah, right. Well, I've got it set up for him. Everybody else who's in the bed obviously is benefiting. But the way I've got it set up, he knows where it is. Of course, like I said about 2 weeks ago, his gait has improved. His walking, he seems to not have that arthritic pain that he had
before we got it. And by arthritic pain, I mean when he would, he'd be standing, of course, on four legs. And then when he would sit down, he would go, wow. In other words, it was painful in those hindquarters.
Standing on how many legs? Whining.
Well, he walks on four legs. It's a cat, right?
Oh, this is a cat. We're not talking about a human being.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. No, I... right. Because there are other machines, or there are other instruments or schemes that vets use to work with this type of atrophy in the hips, and that involves implants into the hips of wires and what have you, electrical goodies, and the cost outfit for that is much higher than the energy cleaner by, I'd say, a factor of five. So I thought that the energy cleaner would be a good thing to test, and we're getting results that I see as positive. Back to you.
Okay, well, that's a great update there, James, and looking forward to further updates as we move forward. Anything else this morning?
Yeah, I'm sleeping on it too, right beside it, and I think my sleep has improved it. So I can obviously say that, but I really appreciate the help that you're able to give, and I'm looking forward for we've only been doing it about 2 weeks, really, maybe three. I think it came in the middle of November, so I just wanted to pass that along. Thanks for your help.
Well, thank you. We appreciate it, and we'll look forward to more updates as they come available. James, thank you very much.
I just heard Tom talk about the oscilloscope for your detector, and I can understand that he wants to see the waveform. So, all right, I'll let you guys go. Thanks, Kyle.
Okay, thank you. Tom, that's a great testimonial there, isn't it?
It is, and cats, dogs, they need help too, John, and this instrument will give them some good health. So it's a good technology for everybody.
It is. Well, first of all, here's what the energy cleaner is not. The energy cleaner is not a Rife frequency generator. No, it's not. The energy cleaner is not a TENS unit, not even close. Here's what the energy cleaner is. It's a marvelous, and I call it marvelous because it is marvelous, electronic healing device. That's what I put on the papers when I ship these overseas, electronic healing device that puts out a healing electrostatic signal that goes to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, bringing in fresh nutrition, revitalizing sluggish cells, and bringing them back to full speed. And we focus on two things with the energy cleaner: pain mitigation, and getting a great night's sleep. And James in Vancouver is seeing that with his cat with just a few days' use, isn't he?
Yeah, it didn't take long, and that's very interesting. We've had quite a few pet owners comment on how much help that their beloved pet received from using this technology, John. Over the years, I've heard many times from people that were very happy that their pet had regained its health. I think they were more concerned about their pets than they are themselves.
Well, I could certainly see that. Why couldn't it? The energy cleaner is only $285, shipping included to American zip codes. The mattress pads that go with it, they vary in price depending on what you need. I have in stock, ready for immediate shipment, the twin size, full queen king, California king, the handy travel size, and the micro plush throws that are elegant and soft and cozy. Everything in stock, ready for immediate shipment. I'm getting a fresh shipment of energy cleaners soon, in a couple of days, aren't I, Tom?
Yes, that's right.
That's the way it is. Now, the engine cleaner itself is about the size of a cigar box. It takes 9 Diaz and Delta batteries, no on-off switch, no gauges, no dials. Simply one place to plug in one wire, which ideally would be connected to one of the mattress pads or MicroPlus throws, and one LED lamp that alternately flashes red and green, telling you two things. First of all, it's working. Second of all, it's changing polarity. Could not be more simple, could it, Tom?
It's that simple. Very easy to set up. You install the batteries. You put the pad or blanket on the bed you're going to use, or couch, or in your car, even. You set it up. You put the pads where they need to be, connected to the energy cleaner, with the batteries installed, and it's working. I tell everybody, if the light's blinking, it's working. So many people just slide it underneath their bed, and they just leave it there. And they check it in a year. They'll put a sticker on there with the install date of the batteries, and you should always change your batteries on an annual basis. It will continue to run for a long time, several years, as a matter of fact, but the batteries will leak. I guarantee you they'll leak, especially after a year. So get the batteries out of there and put fresh ones in on an annual basis. And it's any electronic instruments that you're using, anything. And everybody's had flashlights over the years where the flashlight wouldn't work. They took it off the shelf. We're going to use it, and it wouldn't work. They opened it up, and just everything that was in there fell out, and it was in pieces from corrosion. Well, that can happen to anything that uses batteries. So change those batteries, and you'll have good luck with this. We've got units that have been running. The first ones, John, are still running, and that's been nearly 24 years.
Yeah. Well, changing the batteries once a year is just a smart thing to do. Repairing the damage is a lot more expensive than 9 flashlight batteries, isn't it?
It is. We have a flat rate charge to repair any energy cleaner. It's $100. It includes the shipping back to the customer. But why spend that if you don't have to? We can repair any of them back to day one, to the first ones made. It's much wiser to just change those batteries on an annual basis. Your cost, I used to say it, $1 a month is your cost, because the cost of the batteries divided by 12 would be about $1. It's still close to that, but inflation's hit us, and that cost has maybe gone up a little bit, maybe $1.20 a month, $1.25 a month.
Right,
I don't
right.
know. That's a
right.
low cost. That's a really low price to pay for some optimum health.
Absolutely it is. Be sure and read the testimonials at my website at the libertyman.com, especially a testimony by my friend Steve Whitman. Shot 3 times a .45 caliber pistol. And you'll get a lot out of reading those testimonials. They're very heartwarming, aren't they?
Yes, they are. They really are. And it's something to take a look at and see the benefits that others are getting.
Absolutely. Well, the way to get started is go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Study up on the testimonials. We have a summary of how the energy cleaner was developed right there also. And then go ahead and place your order using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You want to send me a check or money order, my address is right there. And if you don't want to give your credit card information out on the internet, just call my toll-free order line. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Well, Tom, we make it as simple as we can for people to get the energy cleaner and get their mattress pads, don't we?
We certainly do. It's not hard to do. And, John, your money-back guarantee should eliminate anybody's fear of trying this technology. They have 90 days to give it a try, and I don't think anybody's going to even need the 90 days to see that it's helping them out. They'll notice something in some cases an hour.
We've seen it several days. Usually 3 days or less.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
And typically the first night people will feel something. My friend Tim Spencer, he felt something immediately. And at the end of 2 weeks, he was ready to go public with report weekly updates on how the energy cleaner was helping him get off the prescription pain meds he'd been on most of his adult life. And that was quite a journey for him, wasn't it?
It was, and I remember him even telling me he wished he hadn't waited so long to get it set up. I know
well,
he had
two
it
for, weeks. He had it for 2 weeks before he got it set up, and we've seen it a lot. The procrastination, regret that people have, and we have listeners right now who've been listening to you and I for weeks, maybe months, that are procrastinating. Don't procrastinate. Here's our last break. We'll break back.
Victim. EMP Shield will protect your home, car, or generator from the damaging effects of an electromagnetic pulse and lightning. Folks, this is the exact equipment the Department of Defense uses to protect their infrastructure, and each unit comes with $25,000 of insurance coverage. To get a $50 discount on each unit purchased, go to thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Or call the toll-free order line 24 hours a day. 800-592-9543. That's 800-592-9543. Don't be a victim.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease-Off?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease-Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our 5th bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're going to sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Tom, we get the information out every week. And before the break, I was talking about procrastination. excuse me. Procrastination isn't going to help people achieve their goals at all, is it?
Oh, it,
It really isn't. And I'll just say it again, John, your 90-day money-back guarantee, you can't beat it. Anybody that has any reservations, doubts, anything, this is your opportunity to try this out, to improve your own health. And if it doesn't work, you get your money back. I've seen very few cases where it didn't help somebody.
It's about it's less than 1%. I sell 500 a year on the average. I get back about 1 1/4. That's less than 1%. And I like to talk about the one I received back, that when I opened the box of the returned energy cleaner, the stale cigarette smoke almost knocked me over. For the stale cigarette smoke to survive that trip of 3 days plus, meant it had to be even a lot stronger when the energy cleaner was packed up, wasn't it?
I would say so, yes.
Of course.
Anybody that smoked that much, well, you're not going to be able to do much to help them.
No. You need to have a clean, healthy lifestyle, and absent tobacco use, excessive alcohol use, absent diet sodas, absent processed foods, and getting a reasonable amount of exercise. The energy cleaner will help, but it can't fix somebody who's living that kind of broken lifestyle, can it?
No, you can't. You just can't. I always explain it this way. You can't put that fire out if you're throwing gasoline on it. So stop throwing gas on the fire and get yourself healed up. And this technology will really greatly assist anybody that's trying to improve their health.
Absolutely. Well, once again, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Scroll down to the panel with the energy cleaner. Check it out. Read the testimonials. Read how it came into being. And then go ahead and make your choice to get your energy cleaner. Typically, what we see now, people get now, is they get a mattress pad for their bed. They get a MicroPlush throw that they can use on a recliner, on their car seat, on their seat at work. It gives people a lot of flexibility and a lot more use out of the energy cleaner, doesn't it?
It really does. Yes, it does.
Absolutely. Well, Tom, thank you very much. We appreciate you being with us. We look forward to having you back next Thursday, sir.
Okay, John, and I'll talk to you later today or tomorrow, and we'll set up our time to get this next batch of energy cleaners over to you.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you, Tom. All right, we're just about to wrap it up here tomorrow. Let's see. The first hour, we will have, I believe, Dr. Scott Huff. Then we'll have, we'll wrap it up, I know, with Marie Lasseter. It'll be a great day, as always. That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, get your energy cleaner, essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day. God bless my beautiful county of Crawford County, Missouri, the large, beautiful state of Missouri I get to live in, the even larger, beautiful state of Texas. And Lord, please, God bless the United States of America.
Some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3dbunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3dbunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3dbunkers.com for more details, or visit 3dbunkers.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.